The Insomnia Radio Podcast. Kill your FM.
Welcome back to the best damn music podcast on the planet. We kick off Insomnia Radio 150 with Sunset Cinema Club and Sunday Best. Sunset Cinema Club from Birmingham in the UK, and they are self-described codfunk, jitterpunk, and soulcore. And get this, Dom, their guitarist, does all of their own recordings. They manage themselves. They're not signed to a label, nor do I think they need to be. Check them out at myspace.com/sunsetcinemaclub. Next up on the list is actually a listener suggestion. I'll talk a little bit about his music at the end of the track. This is Stevie Salas with Kickback.
Keep on
Jeff from Texas. That one is for you. Jeff sent me an email suggesting Stevie Solace, and I immediately checked him out, and then I realized, holy crap, that's who this guy is. Anyway, listen to this. Stevie has, he's been the guitarist for several of George Clinton's albums. He's hung around in a private jet with Rod Stewart. Not that I like Rod Stewart, but, you know, still. He signed the largest deal that Island Records had ever done for a brand new artist. His second solo album beat the Rolling Stones and Aerosmith for best album in Japan. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, he's got a new album. This particular track is actually from a best of collection called The Sun and the Earth, The Essential Stevie Solace Volume 1. But you know, it's so good and crunchy and in like this guilty pleasure kind of way. Don't you think? Anyway, check him out at steviesolace.com. It's Stevie, SALAS.com. And once again, a huge thank you to Jeff from Texas for the suggestion. All right, Admiral Twin are about to join the Insomnia Radio Repeat Offenders Club. This is their track, In My Veins.
Fire.
Scott Tinetti describes Thunderhawk as the more indie man's Guided by Voices. Now, Thunderhawk is actually one man. It's Josh Hall from Muncie, Indiana, the same city as the infamous Good Beer Show and Jeffrey T. Meyer. And I featured Thunderhawk a couple times, the first being on way back on Insomnia Radio 39 when I did a spotlight episode on Muncie, Indiana. The track actually comes from his fifth album called Gravity Winds. And he has just been plugging along, no label, not a lot of promotional support, and I'm really hoping to try to change that for him. Do me a favor and head over to either indiemusicproject.com or, actually, yes, go to indiemusicproject.com, and you'll see near the top a little blurb that I wrote up about Thunderhawk and Josh Hall. And in the meantime, or I should say along with that, you can grab a couple free MP3s from his latest album. All right. Those of you who know me or have hung around Insomnia Radio for any length of time or gotten to know me a little bit, you know, more personally via email or Twitter, you know that I am a very stubborn person and I'm a very committed person. And if you listen to the interview that I had with Justin Parnell, you now know that all things Insomnia Radio, Magnet Media, Indie Music Project, this is my career now. And what I'm trying to do with the Indie Music Project music scenes is something huge. It is a giant adventure, and it is something that I cannot accomplish inside this podcasting echo chamber. And I have been just working my butt off to try to get as much exposure for it as possible. I'm only just starting, but I really need your help. And I'm going to be adamant about it. I'm going to ask every single one of you to spread the word. I'm going to have a press release and some other information available, well, all over the place, really. But I'll link to them at insomniaradio.net. Guys, this is my mission. Okay, this has to happen. It is happening, and it has to grow. And you know, not to toot my own horn, but there's a blogger named Luke who blogs over at timelineonline.org, and he called what we're trying to do an evolution in the music industry, and I firmly believe that. And I'm going to be, I'm going to be in your face, and I'm going to be in everybody's face. And you're going to hear me talk a lot about this because this is bigger than Insomnia Radio. This is bigger than Indie Music Project itself. This is about changing the landscape of the indie music industry. And yeah, I get really worked up about it because a little bit because I'm frustrated because I think that so many people aren't grasping the importance of it and how big it can really be if they use their imagination. I've contacted a lot of people who are writers, but say that they can't put the time into it. And that's fair. I understand that. But there's a lot of people out there who could just go, hey, I'm going to snag this city that I'm near and I'm going to take it on. Maybe I don't have any writing capability, you know, but maybe I go to shows once in a while. Maybe I have some business sense. I'm going to go and recruit a staff for this online magazine and make it grow and get some good things out of it and help the music community. Okay, I'm going to shut up, but I think you guys get my meaning. This is the last episode of Insomnia Radio in 2007, and I want to thank you guys for sticking around and for all of your support so far. The rest of the month is going to be kind of a mishmash of lots of business, lots of talking, lots of interviews, as well as taking a little cross-country drive back to California for a couple months. So that's pretty much my rant. Apologize if I offended anybody, but this is literally my focus for probably the next at least year or two until we get hundreds of these Indie Music Project local magazines online and running. So, thanks for bearing with me. All right, I'm going to give you some more music now. The band is the Veltexans, and I actually stumbled across them a long time ago when I met a new friend in Santa Barbara who runs an apparel, kind of a hybrid apparel slash record label. And he was recording this band called the Vel Texans. And for some reason, they just kept escaping my memory and my playlists. But I ran across their track. I don't know where it was. MySpace Travels, who knows. But it's called I Hate Breakfast. It's a really, really good song. It's the Vel Texans out of Santa Barbara. And apparently I didn't quit Twitter properly. But since it's there, if you're on Twitter, you can follow me at twitter.com/killyourfm.
My morning breaks with a cell phone alarm. I use a shampoo that does someone harm. Food I won't eat tucked up under my arm. Going to work already late, but I'm salary. Made too much money as an hourly. Getting to stare at a secretary.
Once again, it's the Vel Texans out of Santa Barbara, California, about, I would say, 75 minutes from my hometown in Arroyo Grande, and that was their song, I Hate Breakfast, and it's off their, I believe it's their very first full-length album. Anyway, you can check them out at myspace.com/thevelTexans. All right, I guess some of you are probably expecting me to talk a little bit about the Bodog Battle, the bands that I judged. I think that instead I'm going to blog about it because I really am doing my best to try to keep actual music the center of the focus, at least on music episodes of Insomnia Radio. You know, stories like this may be better fit for the music news and things like that. But one thing that I was thinking about, and it's something I've been thinking a lot about, is how many tools are out there for independent artists that they're not taking advantage of. You know, things like Twitter, things like, this will be on the news, but there's a new service, and I don't know the name of it off the top of my head, but it allows fans to actually contribute segments of video that bands can then go in and actually online edit all these segments together into a music video. Stuff like that, that's all free. Recently, I'll be honest with you, we partnered with a company called Mixer because we really like what they're doing, not only technology-wise, but as far as what they're trying to do for indie artists as well. And I was, anyway, you know, I was judging these 13 bands, and I thought, I wonder if they would be able to put a few extra bucks in their pocket, if they could actually just in between a, you know, in between sets, in between a song, say, hey, if you like that song, you could download the ringtone right now on your phone, because everybody's got their phones with them everywhere. You know, text whatever to this number and you'll get our ringtone. You know, they could sell it or they could give it away for a little bit of viral promotion. So anyway, that's something that occurred to me. And then we thought, you know what? We're going to, every band from now on that submits to Insomni Radio, if they check okay and agree to it, we're going to sign them up for Mixer. We're going to do all the work for it, for them, rather. God, oh, I've had a lot of caffeine tonight, guys. Anyway, if you know a band that you'd like to, you know, kind of have their ringtone around and you don't want to go with the, quite frankly, very sketchy iTunes interface, I don't know. tell them about Mixer. You can find them at myxer.com. And you know what? As the weeks and months go by, hopefully there will be a lot of Insomni Radio featured artists on Mixer as well. So I am done spewing all this stuff at you guys. Here's a band. Actually, I take that back. It's an artist out of Pittsburgh named Z Sammy. Does everything himself, very similar to Thunderhawk, and this is his song, Fall to Pieces.
Thank you.
All right, once again, that was Z-Sammy, that's one word, with the track Fall to Pieces. Now, the last artist I've got for you on Insomnia Radio 150 is a band called Motion Turns It On, and they've got a new six-track EP, and it's just, well, I'll tell you what, remember, there's a band that called it quits in 2005. They were called Karate. They were a Boston three-piece, and they sort of had this really amazing hybrid blend of punk, jazz, blues, rock, you name it. This band reminded me a lot of them, especially one of my favorite albums by Karate called The Bed Is in the Ocean. Anyway, if you were a fan of Karate or you just love very creative instrumental music, these guys are for you. This is Motion Turns It On with Rima. I'm going to play this, enjoy it, and I'll be back at the tail end to say goodbye for 2007. Man, these songs cut off really, really abruptly sometimes. Anyway, once again, Rima is the track. Motion Turns It On is the band. And I have the EP. It is outstanding. So if you like that track, just pop a few bucks on the EP. I guarantee you'll dig it. Anyway, I want to give some thank yous out to Mixer, to Luke over at timelineonline.org, as well as to all of the current associate publishers. We have 6 in total, and we want hundreds more, quite frankly. The first one, I believe, launching will be Los Angeles in early January, followed probably very closely on its heels by Toronto. And that is a brother team. Brent and Alex are going to be running the Toronto music scene over there. So guys, help me pimp your imp, please. Go to myspace.com/pimpyourimp. Go to cities.indiemusicproject.com. If you don't know how to help but you want to, send me an email and I'll give you some ideas. If you have ideas but don't want to do it, email me. Either way, guys, get in touch. Outside of all of that, gang, have a very safe and awesome holiday season. And you know what? If you get a chance, do some little nice thing for a total complete stranger. I've seen a lot of that happening lately, and it's been really amazing to see. So this is Jason with Insomnia Radio. InsomniaRadio.net for show notes. I'm going to take you out with a promo for Indie Radio Chattanooga. See ya.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Not another Christmas carol. That's the last thing we need right now. Oh, hell yeah, that's more like it. Hey, this is Jimmy Lee from Indie Radio Chattanooga, and if you just are sick and tired of the mall, if you're sick and tired of the music, then hop on over to Indie Radio Chattanooga at www.indieradiochattanooga.com. We do a live show every Sunday on ustream.tv/indieradiochattanooga. We've got call-ins, we've got interviews, we've got reviews, we've got funny news and funny articles. It's just a nice getaway. So if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, then come on over to Indie Radio Chattanooga and check out what's going on.